1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian podcast is brought to you by Marcus Theaters. Safety and well-being of guests and associates are top priority. Temporarily closing was the right thing to do, and when timing is right, the movie experience will return. Updates at MarcusTheaters.com.
We're all scrubbing and disinfecting everything here, if you're working, and at home, of course. So here are four combinations that can be harmful or deadly. I do this a lot. I'll spray something and come by and spray something else and be like, wait a minute, like should I not do that?
Ammonia bleach or something?
should I not have mixed those two together, Windex and something, you know? Mm-hmm. Like if you're hydrogen peroxide and vinegar can make a toxic compound called parasitic acid. Mm. That's known to cause a lot of respiratory issues, and in this time of COVID-19.
I'm not a big chemical mixer, I'll say that. I just, if it's in the bottle, I'll use it. I'll let the companies decide the strength.
Sure. That's not true about Roundup, though. You go a little ham on Roundup.
I just add extra. I don't add another.
That's what I mean.
I don't add another chemical. I just add more of one chemical.
Sure.
Mixing them would make me really nervous. Like if I took 409 and Fantastic and put it together to clean something.
Don't know what you're doing.
Yeah. Who knows what sort of fumes
that's going to put off. Did you ever clean your toilet with something else when you didn't have toilet bowl cleaner?
No.
Bleach.
Let's say you didn't have bleach.
Well, no then.
Okay. Not like a Windex or something.
Windex in the toilet. How much Windex?
I am not alone in doing something stupid. Not just like, you know,
did you
try
spray
to get
it in or just pour some in then scrub it around?
No, I just would spray it.
Just sprayed it?
Scrub it just because there was nothing else. And it's like, oh my God.
How'd it look?
Well, it was fine. And the toilet never like freaked out and threw up or anything. So.
Did you notice that?
I haven't done it lately. I'm just sure I've done it in my days as a youth.
No, I don't think I've ever done that. I just, no. My answer is no. And mixing chemicals,
and I believe
no.
you because that's totally you.
Absolutely not. I would be way too nervous about that. Like, what are we producing here?
For sure.
Yeah.
We're not Walter White. We don't get the,
no,
you know.
Right. I respect the chemistry of those things.
Science, bitch.
Formula 409 is right on the edge anyway.
What, a 500?
Well, the joke is
410 does.
They took it up to Formula 410 and then went, oh, that's too much. Back it off to 409. That's, you know, so it's right
is
there
that
anyway.
Giddy up 409? Is that what it's like named? You know, like it's a fast acting, like sporty cleaner.
A car.
I know, that's what I'm saying. So like the Beach Boys, like is it
Formula 409? It's like Heinz 57.
It sounds like it's racy.
You know what I bet the coronavirus quickly wouldn't stand a chance against? Borax.
Sure.
That just sounds like
coronavirus is actually just, it's weak. Soap and water.
Right, are the best.
But it's super contagious.
You don't really need strontium 90 or U-235 to kill it.
Bleach and ammonia make chloramine gas. Windex and a lot of other household cleaners.
I think I mixed those once.
Contain
what?
Ammonia.
What were they?
Bleach and ammonia. Yeah.
Bleach and ammonia make chloramine gas.
Yeah.
How'd that go?
Well, I had, I felt like I had a chest cold for a while.
Yeah.
Oof. I can get that just from bleach cleaning, though.
Yeah,
regular bleach.
My biggest fear is if
God.
I were to mix two chemicals like that, and I don't know what they do when they get together, and they form some sort of
chloramine gas,
some sort of ammonia cloud, and my lungs are now ruined forever because all I wanted to do was have a nice, clean kitchen counter.
Right.
Yeah, you know, it's all I was trying to do.
We'll accuse you of vaping.
I did that in Florida.
Right. Yeah.
Because we had that bathtub, walk on the beach, and
that tar all over in it. Yeah.
Get tar on your feet and get in the tub.
There was an oil spill and it was all washed up on the beach.
I was going to say, how did the beach give you tar? I thought, okay.
It was,
wow.
The oil spill was probably a decade before, years before we ever got there.
I remember walking around for a while going,
boy,
it don't feel so good.
Oh my God.
And the good part was we had no insurance then either. So unless I could have done a lung transplant on you, you were out of luck.
The worst I feel, and I can't believe the kids that actually play, is when artificial turf heats up, especially if it's newer, and those little pellets are, like, I swear, they become airborne, and they're in your nose, they're in your boogers at the end of the day, and these kids are, like, running around in 90-degree heat playing on this stuff.
I feel like turf.
Yeah, I feel like it's just, that's killing them, right? That's going to send them to an early grave.
Well, there were stories about it early on.
God, I can't take it. Bleach and vinegar, by the way, because vinegar is a household staple for cleaning. Vinegar you mix four
but
parts.
But you should
blah,
use
blah, blah,
one
blah.
Or the other, right? Don't
Right.
Right.
Because bleach and vinegar make chlorine gas.
Okay, here's the thing I always heard, too, is that vinegar and water and a newspaper will clean your windows as good as anything.
Better than anything, I've always heard.
I have never been able to clean a window where I went, oh, perfect.
No, no.
Now, I know I can't do it with water and vinegar and an old newspaper. I guarantee you I can't.
I was told by my window people, who I love, that I should use Mr. Clean Magic Erasers Wet. And I did, but then you have to make sure you come right behind it and get the wetness off of it with a dry rag. And then the rag starts to get wet, and by the time it's... You know what I mean? Like, you'd need 100 dry rags behind you just to go, whoa, 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 like, just to really make it before it sets in. And now I look out my windows and I go, that is ass. My beautiful new windows look like ass.
I just don't know how the pros do it.
I just
don't
either.
Know how they do it, and they do it so quickly and so effortlessly. And but that's why they're pros.
I know. I'm going to have to hire a...
You know, we used to own...
We need the lottery.
409.
Who used to
own... A race car driver.
Formula 409. The Beach Boys.
No.
Charlie Manson.
Art Linkletter.
What? Art Linkletter owned
what?
Formula 409.
In the mid-1960s, entrepreneur some guy, along with longtime Fred, another guy, and television personality Art Linkletter bought Formula 409.
Wow.
They bought it. Okay.
Bought it for $30,000 and took it national.
I would have bet my life that that was a Dow Chemicals thing, you know, that it's just one of their many cleaners.
Some guy invented it.
And finally, bleach and rubbing alcohol make chloroform, but it's not like you can just attack your significant other with the thing over their mouth and they will drop like they do when they get, right, clocked in the back of the head.
Oh, boy.
It would take 5 minutes to actually knock you out from chloroform is what they're saying here, so don't.
Either way, I...
Don't harm
you didn't
anybody.
Need to warn me, but I'm sure there's people out there who are going, well, if we mix this, it'd be even better.
Even more powerful.
Yeah, right. Really get that.
Now with that, even more chlorine
that
gas.
Countertop clean.
Formula 409, bought for $30,000, sold for $7 million.
Wow.
I would write that down if I were a listener to the program.
There was a commercial in 2005 for a fictional Formula 410.
Just wasn't as cool.
Right.
Electricity shoots out of the bottle. The announcer says, because the world is not ready for Formula 410, there's Formula 409.
Wow.